Live with Oliver Peterson.
10 to 4, has the coronavirus given you a few cash flow issues within your business? Special feature right now, Nigel Thayer joins me. He is the Director of Working Capital Solutions at Octet here in WA. G'day, Nigel.
Hi, Ollie. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the program today, Nigel. We're obviously a little worried, a little concerned about the future. We get sick of that term, don't we, these uncertain times. But you've got a few tips for us about managing your cash flow.
Yeah, absolutely, Ollie. Look, one of the key stats that we've been focusing on here at Octet is some data that was released by ASIC towards the end of 2019. And it kind of revealed that more than 8,000 businesses had entered external administration or had failed in 2019 financial period. But more to that, 51% of those businesses reported inadequate or poor cash flow as the key cause of failure, which is a significant proportion of business failures.
So how do you improve your cash flow, Nigel?
The main way and the best first step is understanding your cash flow now. You know, it's got to be more than just a feeling you get by simply looking at your bank account or talking to people within your business. Mm-hmm. You've got to put together a short-term cash flow runway. And the reason why we're saying short-term cash flow runway is purely because of COVID. Prior to COVID, businesses were putting together, you know, 12 and 18-month cash flow forecasts, but given our circumstances in today's environment, it's really difficult for a lot of businesses to be able to predict that far ahead. So really, in your short-term cash flow, it's just like a rolling three-month cash flow forecast, and it's reviewing your cash at bank, getting a sense from your sales and operations teams of where your revenue is going to be, what it's going to be like over the next few months, and understanding the business expenses over that three-month period. And because it's shorter, it'll more accurately reflect the time the business is in today, and it will enable the business to adapt quicker.
Is it worth having those conversations with your suppliers and buyers so everybody's open, accountable, on the same page and helping each other out?
Yeah, one of the key things is don't go missing in action. Like if you are having cash flow difficulty, communicate with your suppliers, communicate with your customers. More often than not, they are going through the same scenario, the same issues that you would be. And by keeping open those communication lines, everyone is on the same page and it means you're able to make decisions together. And who knows, during those conversations, you might be able to negotiate more favourable payment terms on either side just by building up that better relationship.
Possibly a good time as well, I imagine, Nigel, to take a look around, do a stock take on your inventory and what you actually have in supply and the amount of time that you might have something on the shelf, and you might be able to become a little more efficient in that regard.
There's fast-moving stock and slow-moving stock. For a business that has heaps of stock on hand that is moving very slowly, that can be a real drain on cash flow. So business should always be evaluating what stock is moving the quickest. And also, you know, do you really need to be holding that much stock on hand? Can you reduce that, you know, to boost your cash reserves using that cash?
You're always looking for new sales opportunities as well, Nigel. That's probably on a daily basis, but might that also be a way to improve your cash flow?
Businesses today, more than ever, should be evaluating new ways of selling their products and services. The other key point is online presence. Create and boost your online presence. This could be as simple as, you know, getting your product catalogue online so people can buy from you, your customers can buy from you online without coming into a physical store, or it could be simply just getting an online presence, because people today, customers today, they validate business by looking online. And if you're not online, more often than not, you're not there. So they're not going to be able to find you.
Is there a way to speed up your access to cash?
Yeah, look, there definitely is. If your business is in a position of money coming in slower than going out, this is obviously a negative cash flow position, but also creates a funding gap. There's companies around, finance companies like Octet, whereby there are particular products that you can implement into your business to close that funding gap. For instance, we have debtor finance, which is really about creating a line of credit access to funding which gives you up to 85% of your sales invoices within a 24-hour period. So it's really accelerating and boosting your cash flow to close that gap. On the flip side, we've also got lines of credit in our trade finance and supply chain finance facilities that we offer businesses, which gives them the ability to pay their suppliers and then have up to 120-day terms to pay us back.
Nigel, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you for having me. Purchase a new look.